Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Mukulikeyo mukanyomera akayise.
Welcome back in the place we finished.
Tubaniriza mwenna abagenyi baffe.
We welcome you all our visitors.
Tusaba tubeere baaluganda ebbanga lyonna.
We request that we be brethren forever.
Munsi ne muggulu.
In the world and in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era mulimu okubeera abagenyi mu kifo kino.
That you don't get to be visitors in this place.
Naye mubeere abamu ku bannannyini.
But you'll be one of the owners.
Era abavunaanyizibwa ku buweereza.
And those responsible of the ministry.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga ffenna Katonda yatuyita.
Because all of us God called us.
Mu Matayo 11:28-30. Mujje mwenna abakooye.
That come all who are weary.
N'abazitoweriddwa.
And those burdened.
Munaalaba ekimbulo ky'emyoyo gyammwe.
You'll see the rest of your spirits.
Kale nsaboseemu ekitiibwa okuyitibwa.
I request you honor that call.
Era naawe ogira eddala eri Katonda omulamu.
You too come to the living God.
Akulaga omusana ogw'okumanya.
That shows you the light of knowledge.
Otambulire mu bulamu obulungi.
And you move in the good life.
Kunsi ne muggulu.
On the world and in the heavens.
Mulimu abantu kunsi abatambulira obulamu obulungi.
On the world moving in the good life.
Obw'okulya n'okunywa.
Of eating and drinking.
Naye nga gy'agenda okukomekereza si walungi.
But their end is not good.
Naye ye Katonda atuwa obulamu obulungi kunsi.
But is God giving us good life on the world.
Ne tunywa ne tubeera bulungi.
And we eat, drink and we are
well. Ate n'atwolekeza obulamu obusinga obulungi muggulu.
It gets us to the better life in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
so much. Kale Katonda omulungi bw'ati.
Now such a good God.
N'obwenkanya bwe buti.
And the justice like that.
Bwe bw'omulekawo olowooza.
If you give him up you think.
Ogwanidde kolebwaki.
You are worthy to be done what?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tumwebaza Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa.
We thank God who teaches us to profit.
Abooluganda aboogedde kwagala okulokoka.
The brethren who have spoken of wanting to get saved.
Okulokola ekigambo kikulu nnyo.
Salvation is a very great word.
Bible ekyogerako mu kubikulu 13.
Bible speaks of it in Revelation 13.
N'olunyi olw'omunaana.
And the verses 8.
Nti Mukama waffe Yesu.
That our Lord Jesus.
Yatibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu
n'ensi. He was slain from the creation of heaven and earth.
Newankubadde ng'asalawo okulabisibwa mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
Even though he decided to appear in the latter days.
Naye bw'oba otunulidde Yokaana 3:16.
But if you look to John 3:16.
Katonda bwe yagala ensi n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we.
God loved the world, he gave up his son.
Bwe yagala ensi n'okuwaayo n'amuwaayo.
When he gave up the, we loved the world, he gave his son.
Yali yamuwaayo kuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu
n'ensi. He had given him up from creation of heaven and earth.
Tusobole okulokokera ku
ye. That we can be saved through him.
Bibulaniya 9 naye tugamba.
Hebrews 9 tells us. From verse 23.
Mpaka
27. Unto 27.
Tiyali wakukubibwa n'okuttibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
He was beaten and slain from the creation of heaven and earth.
Nga buli lw'ozaalibwa ku nsi.
And anytime you're born on the world.
Osalawo okukkiriza Katonda.
You decide to believe God.
Nga balina oleeta Yesu ne bamukuba kibooko.
And they have to bring Jesus, beat him for you.
Ez'ebibi byo n'ebikolwa ebitasaana.
Your sins and your acts which are not right.
N'ez'omugeye nayonna.
And those of hell.
Naye yasalawo alabisa omunaku za oluvannyuma kimukoleko omulundi gwe.
He decided to appear in the latter days that is done upon him
once. Ate gw'olokoka olw'embooko ezo.
And then you'll be saved by those beatings.
Obulokole si kibiina ky'abantu.
Salvation is not a group of people.
Wabula obulokole kikolwa.
But salvation is an action.
Ekituggya mu kuzikirira.
Which shifts us from destruction.
N'obulamu obutali bulungi.
And the life which is not good.
Okubonyaabonyezebwa.
That of being tormented.
Ekitutwala mu bulamu obutaggwaawo.
And it takes us to eternal life.
And the
everlasting joy.
So now
it's not a group of people. But it's an action. With the name we have, we get it from Christ. After getting born again. And we are called the Christians who are born again. The born again Christians.
But
as that remains an action, not our name. Even though now we have touched that to be called that name. And they say the safety. But you get saved, surprised.
For
a Catholic, wasn't he saved?
Kitegeeza tebaalokolebwa.
It means they weren't saved.
Naye ng'ate Yesu yajja kulokola.
Yet Jesus came to save.
Musemesi dendoza naye teyalokola.
Maybe the Adventist too is not saved.
N'omuprotestant.
Even the Protestant.
Naye ffe twakazibwako erinnya ly'omulokozi.
We are touched
upon. Yajja kutulokola. Si kye
kyamuleetawo. The Savior, for he came to save us.
Musiraamu naye ndoza era tannalokola.
Even the Muslim not yet saved.
Bayina gundi gye batera okusoma.
There is an ayah they read.
Batera nnyo wano we babagenda okwaziina
bagenda. When they are going to pray their prayers.
That
all of you come and be saved. Yet when they reach there, they don't get saved. They always shout every hour when they are going to pray their prayers.
There is something shout,
come and be saved all. When they reach there, they don't get saved. Let's put that aside. We welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Or
to those wanting to be saved, you'll meet me right at my chair.
And
those wanting to be prayed for, after this service, you'll come and see me there. Don't come with any coin. Come with all your life and all your heart. That's alone God wanting from you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. There is no your money, he needs to heal you.
Who
speaks in the Matthew 10, verses 7 to 8. When you move, preach. The kingdom of God is drawn near. The kingdom of heaven. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Freely you're given. You do freely give.
So,
think of a free miracle. Don't come with millions of money. I will chase you with your millions. Maybe if you bring it's an offering. But if you say I've brought money to be prayed for, I may even stand, proclaim you open that you want to make us fall. You want to pervert us. You know, those money, accept them in praying for and even doing the work of God. You begin slow to pervert from
scriptures,
but come. You'll buy with nothing to buy with. Everything you need. As the knowledge is of free,
we're
still going into knowledge. Even to be prayed for, it's like that. Now you're free to thank in the tithes and the offerings and pledges and things like those.
But
all the rest, they're very treasurable. You can never pay for them. You can't pay for the knowledge of God. Neither the healing of God. It's impossible.
There's
no money you can come with. Come with nothing to buy and buy.
Madam,
you shouldn't worry, madam, that this wizard is
moving
home. Things are moving in me.
The mother
here, things were moving in her every time. For her too had been put in chains of thrones. But now she's
praying.
Though they attack her, she fires back. When they attack her, she sends an army back. Last time she gave us a testimony of the word. When they attacked her, she moved out of the bed silent. And she called Abaddon. Now armies of angels are present. You bring all your heart to God in the believing him.
And
he too will work on the rest. You come with all your heart unto the living God. The rest are his. They are no more yours. Though troubles are not yours. When Satan began opposition, he didn't do it on man. He did it on God. Now it's you involved yourself. Now get out, come to God. And leave his contentions with Satan. And they fight each other out there. The battle began still wanting to become God. Enroll us in the garden that if we eat, we shall be God. If you remain on the
garden
of God, God said, don't eat.
And
me, I remain on God's side. The battle would have been between God and Satan. It's you
involved.
Now, come back with your heart to God. God will come to stand in the front.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. That's why I say, come with all your hearts and your life.
Entalo
muzindekere.
Oroza abalimba.
You think he's lying?
Amanyi nti yalina owolere gwanga sigwe.
Is the one carrying the vacancy out, not you.
Era ne bobo yingide sala otala gwanga.
You enter warfare, I say.
Zisindikirize zendi.
Then cast them onto me.
Mwe mukanye mukanya mukusaba nze nkole.
Agree in prayer and me I walk.
Kale tolemeza akolo tawo.
No, don't remain in the battle. Even if it's of poverty, you were in the garden, put you there, you had everything.
Satan
enrolled you in things of being just from the garden. And from your treasures and your goodness.
Now
come back to God, he has much treasures. And then we rebuke the evil Satan. Taking away your possessions God gave you. Don't remain in your battle alone. You know, you put yourself in the battle of poverty. You even find Paul in your room in there crying. That's what Satan wanted to happen on you. And you get grieved. And you regret God. Now you too believed it. And you go in your room grieved within it. That's what
I
request, get out of it. Come unto God and give you the wisdom of all. He is the only wise God. God bless you for that word of wisdom. And
you
want to move on with our service. It's going to take like 40 minutes because of time. Praise Jesus so much. We move on with the call of the nation Uganda and we look at the other phase. What can we do to fulfill the call on our life as the nation and as each one of us? Praise Jesus so much. We understood the call upon a human life.
It
has many good things God prepared to provide for them. Praise Jesus so much.
So
now in all we want to see what Jesus in this life, how are we to use them in this life and in serving him. Praise Jesus so much. We begin with the scripture.
It's
in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. And it says this.
Petero ekyokubiri esule yokusatu.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Petero ekyokubiri esule soka olunyirwa kusatu. Kubanga obuyinza bwa Katonda bwe bwatu wabyonna ebyobulamu n'ebyokuweereza Katonda. Olw'okutegeera ddala oyo eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tufunulire.
We want to look
obugazi Katonda byatuwa
in the breadth of what God gives us.
Bino yabituwa tubikozese mulamu buno.
And he gives us use them for life
ne mukuweereza Katonda
and for serving God.
N'okwongera okumutegeera
and to move on understand him.
Ore okutegeera okuyitibwa
and you get to understand the call.
Okutegeerera ddala oyo eyatuyita.
You to understand the one who called us.
Era n'okutegeera ebisingawo obugagga obusingawo bw'omuggulu.
Understand the treasures beyond those of heaven.
Usually twali tusoma ekyandikibwa kino.
Last time when we read the scripture,
twakizuula.
We discovered it.
Ebituweereddwa.
That things given us.
N'ebimu tetumanyi bikozesa mulamu.
Even some we don't know how to use them in this life.
Tetunayinza tutya okubikozesa mu kuweereza Katonda.
How dare we should be able to use them in serving God.
Ate ng'era kuliko n'okuyitibwa.
And still there is the call.
Ng'ayagala tutegeere oyo eyatuyita.
Wants us to understand the one who called us.
Buli muntu ajja mu nsi muno.
Each person coming on this world. They have a call upon their life. Whether you are in the shrine, you, but God called you.
In
that case of rejecting your call,
yes,
praise Jesus. After he called you, he put provision in place of that your call. What are you to share under the sun?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even those to be given you in the kingdom of heaven. Every person knocking in their mother's womb, they have a call upon their life. And there are things they put in place to be used in this life. According to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 3, and to 4, he speaks this.
Yeremia esule soka olinyo lokusatu.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 3.
Era chajira ne mirembe jayoko yakimu. Mutabani wa Yosia, kabaka wa Yuda. Okutusa ku nkomerero yomwaka ogwe 19 ogwa Zedekia. Mutabani wa Yosia, kabaka wa Yuda. Okutusa abe Yerusalemu lwe batwalibwa mu busibe.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4.
Awe chigambo kya Mukama ne chinjijira. Olunyolo okutaano. Nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya. Era nga tonna va mu lubuto nakutukuza.
Now first look.
Walinga tonna bakuva mu lubuto mama.
Before you were in your mother's womb.
Obanga tonna kutira.
Or before he put you there.
Yakumanyira yakutukuza.
God knew you and he sanctified you.
Bichi byokola.
What are you doing?
Do
they show how you are clean?
No.
When I read much Romans, it says, those he forewarned, those he called, he gave them righteousness, he chose them, he called them, he separated them, he gave them glory. Those things, what problem is on a human being now? For he sanctified you. Now look at what you do to yourself. Already says next verse like this. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 5.
Nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya. Era nga tonna va mu lubuto nakutukuza. Nkutaddewo okuba nabbi eri amawanga. Olunyolo omukaaga. Awo nze ne ndyoka njogera nti woowe Mukama Katonda laba sinza kwogera kubanga ndi mwana muto.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akati ye Katonda ngaleta emiyo gyaffe kunsi.
God when he brings our spirits on the world.
Kiteka mu mbuto za mama bafu.
Putting in our mother's wombs.
Najiteka ko kuyitibwa.
He puts a call on them.
Oba oli nabbi oba oli musumba.
Whether prophet or pastor.
Oyinza okuba oli mubulizi wa njiri.
Make be an evangelist.
Oba omuyimbi.
Or a musician.
All
spiritual gifts, how they are. But that you've never known it. And you have forgotten that on these our gifts, there is the measure of grace, that which provides for us, that which attaches our provision. Still, in giving us things, is given under the sun. He expects us to use them for life and serving Him. The problem is to discover which gift you are into. What did He call you to do? How have you stood in it? Be able to see provision of God. And you've not struggled and fought much. Most under the sun, we eat out of sweat. Too much sweat and much suffering. That's not God's preparation.
But
when he told us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he said the divine power of God gave us what we need in life and in serving God. In understanding the one who called us, understand the treasures of heaven. It is this. The authority of God put under the sun what you need. And there is nothing we ask and it comes from heaven. Except the Holy Spirit and the angels. They are the ones who come from heaven. But there is no car I've ever seen come from heaven. I've seen you ask a land and it came from heaven to the ground. Everything is on the world. Houses, everything on the world.
You
ask a house and God lowered it from heaven. Did anyone see it come down? Have you ever prayed? Did you pray to God?
When
you ask him money, did you see a bag of money come from heaven? What meaning?
How
we ask him yet things on the world. In heaven we ask. What we ask is on the world. What wrong is in the midst there?
Well,
first he knows what we need before we even ask. Why hasn't he given us?
So Uganda.
Now it is this brethren. When God put you in the mother's womb, he attached upon you a spiritual gift.
Even your
blessing moves by that gift.
That
we last time ended and we wanted to explain of
it.
The blessing on your spirit. But it comes upon that
spirit.
It comes upon your spirit with your gift. Now the problem. Under the sun we have many troubles.
Or
you may have fulfilled the physical gift, yet the spiritual gift fails. Yet the spiritual gift cannot sustain itself when it has no spiritual gift. You may find the teacher in the world and they are meant to also teach the word of God. You find an evangelist of the politics in the world.
Or a
campaigner of a company. The marketeers. They have never marketed Christ through the gospel. But they can sit down and begin to convince you into the business. That's the problem under the sun. And God is there, but as if he's not there. Praise Jesus so much. Now, after God calls us, he puts a gift on our life and he attaches on it its provision. Praise Jesus so much. This is what he moves on explaining Thessalonians. We've studied it for some time. When God moves on to call you, he attaches provision on that call.
And
under the sun, the suffering will move by. We suffer for not believing the call on our lives. Yet when he calls us, he prepares the best, those meant to reach you. When you look to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11.
2
Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11.
Chetuva tubasabire ennaku zonna. Katonda waffe abasanyize okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Kugamba
okusaba kwaffe.
Our prayer, you may come be prayed for. Yet what I pray is one to get worthy of your call. Then the good provision which was put in place. All the good provisions get worthy to be given you for the working of faith. Many times you come say, pray me a blessing. The problem is right there. How have you used what God has given you for life and serving? For first, you've not discovered your gifts, the physical and the spiritual. Even the blessing on your life will be hard to discover.
And
on the world, the human being thinks perhaps they have a curse. Yet Satan is the one who got cursed.
If
he wants us to get cursed, do you know what he does? He says
that
you shouldn't do what God wants. And there we struggle under the sun and all the fighting. Yet God remains saying,
me,
my authority gave you what you need for this life and in serving me, moving, understanding me, the one who called you.
If
you have a call on your life, even to understand the things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the problem, we rotate so much. For we think it's us who are in need. And we think perhaps God doesn't know what we need. Yet the Lord Jesus moves to
emphasize.
If your father knows what you need before you ask, that angered me one day. And I say, Lord, you to understand what we need, yet you don't work on them. Why?
And
he answered me with 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse
3.
My divine authority gave you already. Me, I see you have. I see you have your car, the other has his house. Look at these rich people.
nemubuzanga naye tetubikuddeeko.
Ambi ekigere
kyekisakyekirabo
kyamukwembagabirirayale
Mukama ate bano abafigitinga ne bayitawo
nannyonnyola
ku bubbi mu nsi
muno
era ng'abantu beekoba ne sitaani okubba n'okutta
n'okunyaga
bangi kubalina naye nga babbi
many of those holding and having things yet
nga tebabiina mu makubo matuufu
don't have them in rightful ways
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
bwaba ayogera naffe mbebese sule yokona
when last Ephesians 4
nyolomusanvu ayogera nnyo ku kigera
verse 7 speaks much of the grace
ekyekisa ekyekirabo ekiri ku lamu
the measure of grace of the gift on our life
abefese sule yokona olunyolomusanvu
Ephesians 4 7
naye buli muntu muffe yaweebwa ekisa ekyekigere ekyekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri
buli muntu muffe
every person in us
manyi saagala obuzebuzibwe
I don't want you to get confused
mbolina ekikoli
that you have a curse
sitani yakuteeka mu katebo
Satan is putting you in that trap
ye katonda agamba waliwo ekigere ekyekisa
kyekirabo of grace of the gift he put on you
ekigere ekyo
that measure
okisa kuteekebwa ku mwoyo
blessing is put on your spirit
oba kuteeka ku ekirabo ekyo
when they put the gift on you
oba bibiri oba bisatu
whether two or three
no mukisa
even the blessing
ojja nagwo
you come with it on the world
ekizibu
the problem
oyinza obutazuula kirabo
kyokwa you never discover your gift who you are
ate bwe bituuka mu Africa
and when it reaches Africa
obwavu bwa bugenda tuluma butumale
obwavu poverty is to strike and finish us
obwavu obwengeri ezenjawo
poverty of every form
so ogera ku bwavu bwa
sente I don't speak of poverty of money
obwavu bwo kumanya
poverty of knowledge
nabwo jibuli yawo
that too is there
obwavu bwe mpisa
nebiringe poverty of character and morals
what is it Saidi yeri batirewo kuzura ebirawo byomubiri.
In the West they discover physical gifts.
Obazungu.
In the Whites.
Kale bone batambira ko mbyo.
And they move in the physical gifts.
Kana katonde katandika.
A young child begins. And he started to be an engineer.
Wakiri ekirabo kino ekyomwoyo kibate kinazuka ekyomubiri nga kakyema.
Spiritual gifts they don't discover they know they are physical gifts.
Naye kati gweraba.
Now you African look at yourself.
Umazeko paka senior 6
you finished your secondary
tonna manya na kirabocho
you've not realized your gift
wakirikale echo mubiri
at least the physical gift
umala sibo kuyingira university
you first enter university
nebagandi kato inacho osomera
and they tell you have started something now
kadinno necho osomera
even what you've started
nato kya somera kuba che kirabocho
you almost started because it's your gift
echo mubiri
that physical
sina batuka kuchiri echo mubiri
not reach the spiritual
na yengo osomera kubanga waliwe akifuna mister
but you started because you saw someone study and get money in that
mwe moto tabudde wane mukora muvorongoto kwa Africa
as and meander in Africa
yes he was
praise me. Jesus
usingana ayali nokuba wa maje
kati ya musawo
akube episode akuba alinga atunge
the doctor they inject as if they injecting a pig
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
njagadde tuogere ku kigambo ekyo
I wanted us speak of that
word kitwale mu part ilije twasemba
take us in the part we ended with
natwagala osoma ku mukiso kubera ku bulamu
we want to start off the blessing upon our life
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus so much
ekizibu kiri awo
the problem is there
kakati kuoliye yosoma
now you out there standing
neto nechira pocho mwili kyalema
even your physical gift failed
necho moyo kyagana
even the spiritual failed
kubanga kirabe eke kigere eke kirabe kibera ku bulamu bwa
measure of the gift on our life
tirina part A and B
it has part A and B
part A
part A
is a spiritual gift
that is the spiritual gift
part B
part B
is a physical gift
or natural gift physical or natural gift
ekirabo ekyo mubiri
the natural gift
iyo kuba ogenda kuba mutunzi wa kopi
maybe you're going to be a tailor
Nenga botu enkofira jyotunda ya dola
but the heart of mate is of a dollar.
Oli ajibuna ko tuzinaga ani ajitunga.
Another looks at it and they wonder who tolerates.
Nayo raba kakati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Ero bwavu omukubutuluma mu Africa.
One of poverty striking Africa.
Busose kuva mukubante tumanyina birawo byaffe bya mubiri.
First come that we've not realized our physical gifts.
Ero tambira mu kichotali.
And you move in what you are not.
Obura wakiriko kale gali amawanga.
That's why at least the western nations
history kirabo kyo mubiri kalaki
the natural
tabuliram
they move by them
era ne bayamba nokuyamba ngechigere kye
even help us the measure of grace
neka tiraba doctor oyo
look at that doctor
of Uganda
of Uganda
kosonga kuona aliwa
don't point on these ones here
ayagala kwezimba
yekka
ate aweerera omwana
omwana
oyo politician naye ayagala ayingira obusawo katemba ali wano naye tuli nti ggwanga lyayitibwa tunakyusa
Africa
muve mu kubonaabona
mpita sana
Why have you
studied all those subjects?
And God
says you have a measure of a gift on you.
Even it's grace,
it's the blessing of it we are to see.
If we move it, it
builds
you. You
even invent things that they come out.
But you are
an
accountant.
You are writing history again.
Because
you
are meant
to be elsewhere, you are working elsewhere.
Even your
salary never comes out well for you, have no favor there.
Favor of
the work you are in is a wrong work.
I don't
know
whether
where you understand this thing.
If
you clap here, we don't tell you
to clap. Here,
we don't ask for hand claps.
That
time of asking for hand clap, you rather speak the
word.
Those led to clap to thank God, they
will
do that. Or perhaps to thank the ministry of that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those things
have
troubled
Africa. Like a nation Uganda calls.
And
we are a power of Africa. Us help others what to know to do. But we must first help ourselves.
What
are we
going
to fulfill Uganda's call? What we look at now. To learn, use what God's given us.
We,
in this life and in serving Him,
and
to understand the one who called us. Understand the inheritance in heaven.
But
link it to the other part of the other time.
Which
explains there is a blessing on our lives.
Every
person born under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
No,
let's prepare this verse. Ephesians 4 verses 7.
Naye buli muntu muffe yaweebwa ekisa ng'ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri.
Buli muntu muffe.
Every person in us.
N'obwakajja buno Buganda.
Even the younger ones who have been born.
Nabo bulina ekigera ekyo.
They still have the measure of grace.
Ekirabo.
Of the gift.
Opposite sides.
Both sides.
Physical gift.
Physical gift.
Ebirabo ebikozesebwa mu bulamu buno.
Use this life.
N'ebirabo ebikozesebwa mu kanisa.
And the spiritual gifts.
Akubulira ekintu kimu.
Let me tell you one thing.
Abasajja bano abazungu.
These men, the wise.
Si bagezi bugezi
kyokka. They are not just wise.
Si bagezi.
They are not wise.
Batambulira buli omu mu kigera ky'ekirabo.
Move in the measure of each one's gift.
Kaakati kuno bano abazungu bagezi.
The whites are wise.
Kumbe gwe.
Yet you.
Look,
the one meant to be a farmer. They are doing what? The one who was a farmer is in something else.
They are
meant to be a farmer to get plenty money in it. Yet you see they are rather... They are ones making roads which have holes in them. They are meant to be farmers. Go plow those gifts of engineering range.
They will make the
roads and drive your products on them. And the roads will outlive long.
No
engineers get money. Now you study be an engineer.
There's
no profession
for a blessing.
If you are in your gift, you move by it. There is blessing in it. God's that's the paper where it begins. Besides what we are to see ahead. For a human blessing is hindered like for three things. Not discovering your gifts. The other, the unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is the
second.
It's not you to know how to use in life and serving God. All the rest you proper them well. Discover your natural and physical spiritual gifts. And you repent. No evil is on your gifts. The problem is to reach. You fail to use well in your life and serving God. Right from what's given us the eyes. There are those who don't know even how to use them. Now you get your private parts.
God
says one wife and one husband. Those who you fail to use them, you swear them everywhere.
When we speak
what's given us in life
and
going far.
You
swear your private part everywhere and you say God created them for what? When he told you use them for that. Let's move on Ephesians. Ephesians 4:8.
Chavayo geranti, boyalinya waguru, nanyago kunyaga, na wabantu ebirabo.
Takati, waliwo kunyaga.
Now there is a captivity involved.
Satan,
you know Satan.
When
he knew we have been given the measure of the grace of the
nanyaga.
Gift, and he grabbed them.
He
is a thief.
That's
why there are those who prophesy within the shrines. They were meant to be prophets of God with that gift. the false prophets and false apostles. Now Satan grabs those. And God went
to
that's why you are here today. But if you're not here, your gift would have been serving something wrong. If it's not a natural gift serving wrongly, the spiritual one, what God said, let me grab and capture them. Let me restore their gifts.
Amen.
I give them to them. I give them afresh.
Amen.
Knows well our provision and the blessing. No, I said now. I may never ask for grace again from God. For grace.
He
already gave it to me. I need to be revealed of it.
It's
like ask for the Holy Spirit.
God gave us the
Holy Spirit to come from heaven.
When
he already came in the Acts
2.
He revealed is there and you will come him in your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now if someone discovers destroyed your gift, God can restore it. Whether natural or spiritual. Others say we've gotten old. If I was meant to be an engineer,
it's
me making bricks today. Me, what can I do? Even the bricks you make, you see they have no blessing in
them.
If you were to fall for someone destined to be a brick maker, and they make much money in it, they end up making pavers. And they make even machines. You are on a brick of this
golden style,
you will break. Men in America who believe they were called to make bricks.
They had
wisdom from the physical until they brought machines which release bricks. Now you carry that. That has been in Africa still. Many in other nations. You go to China, see,
and you
teach a child from primary one.
Yeah, see, baby.
Even baby class.
Baby
3 years.
And the baby,
primary. They enter primary. 7 years or 10.
Nasuma
and they started O-level. Ordinary education. 4 years, 14. If you are not repeated, because what you study is not what you're meant, you have to repeat. And they come in ordinary level. And they studied there 2 years.
Then no,
and they have a pile of books with subjects which never concern them. If they
use
the word, Napoleon and those people.
Who's
asking you Napoleon now? When you're riding your border border.
You
reduce jobs in Africa.
Napoleon,
they want studying Napoleon. They are pure people.
They have
jobs to explain us history. Government. If you want advice, for God has given us much wisdom.
Now.
Creating jobs.
But where
let them give us 5 years.
But
and they see jobs in Africa. We shall go in education syllabus, change it. Everyone born on the one
gift,
a natural and a spiritual gift.
Even
those who don't want to believe will believe that one. A person has suffered
over
that. You studied, why did you study history then?
At least
you
studied
English
and it says,
for it's in the prophecy
in Isaiah 19
to study English in the world.
The
one who studied Chinese, the
last
one, and they get a job of interpreting it. Now the other 14.
Plus
one level, 2 years, 16 years.
You
go to Makerere University.
You
join three,
no,
and above years. How many years are those? Join on the 3 years you repeated classes. You are in how many years? 23 years. And by the time you get out of school, you've gotten mad. For the problem
happens,
many subjects are not applicable, all of them.
Even
the experience they will require from you, it's 2 and above years experience.
And they say, you
23 years you're studying. By the time you get a job, you can't invent anything. You move looking for jobs on the
road.
You can't invent anything.
That is to stagnate
the mind and not to be revealed.
As
you come out, you cannot plan anything. That's why a child going to build. In theory, you know nothing. One day, there's one general. This was a film. Let me bring it for you to understand. General studied books much. And he met a colonel. A general is a is it not that? Now the general was a general of theory. They took him in Afghanistan war. And the battle was harsh. What he did, he first put things on the commando, he became black. And he's gotten mad, a general. And he stood. He had attacked open like that. He thought, when you stand open like that, he holds a gun. They shoot that head of his. He was fighting that he's
lying.
He's on the colonel who has been on the field all his years. Is what I tell you. He wasted those years.
Wagala kutonda omulembe omupya mu nsi
muno. Create a new generation in the world.
Olinnya lya Mukama waffe.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana abaana baffe.
Our children.
Musomesa.
Those you teach. No, 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 no.
Kati nate naku zino mwongeddemu level y'okubona
obulungi. Level of corrupting them more.
Kabebi kali ku somero mukabonya
abo. In school you trouble them.
Mukakeza.
You wake up at 5 taking them.
Babu wade holiday
they give them only the package. They have no time to think and relax. You even, I hate even that.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
think it's advantage? They are stagnating their brains. You call them you. They're just turning surprisingly. Their mind is off.
The
wind blew off all their mind. Wisdom is no more there. Sometimes they think they're school, they're shivering like that. Going, struggling.
Discover
the measure of the grace of the gift on our life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
People have their gifts,
everyone born under the sun. There is a measure of grace, what we call the blessing on it.
Favor.
Where it comes from.
It
move in what God called you. In the natural
and
use it well for life and serving God. You see the goodness of God. If your child is home,
when
they reach 3 years
old,
they see you are doing something abominable.
And
you make yourself busy, you're working. You put children in school all the time. They go at 4, they bring them back almost 9 in the night.
And Satan
knows it.
Africa
has to be raised
up.
Now it's begun on the 10%.
That's
spoken of in Isaiah 6.
Children
who remain in the living creatures in heaven, where spirits come from to be brought on earth, it haunts them to stagnate them.
They
inject them injections to invent evil. Children these days, they are given birth. When they are looking, they see everything. You can even ask them where they passed and they tell you. We see our children in the spiritual world. Those that are not given
milk,
and their angel makes another dream, they are no more giving me milk. What is this? These children are in a battle.
Just as
we too are made rotten, but God has helped us. Make African children get rotten. All the wisdom and mind is stagnated. In Africa, to discover your gifts.
The footballer
is paid, every profession is.
And
when they handle it in the pits.
Look,
you have to go for wrestling, which is local. You've rather gone in football. Now you reach in football. You are
dribbling
as you strip off people. You think you are in wrestling. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, I'm asking a question. Study in history of scriptures that we Africans represented as Egypt, we have ever had wisdom. I see God brought Israel from where they came from, that we can teach them to fashion weapons. Now my question is, where did that thing disappear from? That's the battle of Satan is up to now.
Twaite tumanyi basajja aba abazungu mukuyiiya.
We were more in inventing than the whites.
Wali tuyiiya ate nga bwe tuyiiya ekintu kibeerawo.
What we invented would outlive.
Ne kati mwebali abakyayiiya naye babawambirawo.
There are those who can do that, but the westerns take them out.
Ate bali bazibu.
And they are.
Bamanyi n'okuggyamu brain y'omuntu.
They even take out a human brain.
Ne bagiteeka muzungu ne bamukyusa ne bamu brain.
They put it in a white and they change it to a.
Basi ne bakizuula nti oli mugezi.
If they discover your white.
Kale saagala kuleeta mpala
n'ezo. I don't want to bring those hatreds.
Kasi tuzimanyeko kati.
Let's know of them.
Ogenda oli mugezi omanyi okukola ekintu.
Wise, you know how to invent something? They first operate you and they take out your brain, transfer it to elsewhere. Sometimes they wash you, they brainwash you. And some went to be taken from Africa. They brainwashed them, they never remember they were Africans.
You work for them, you say you are an American or you are English.
You don't even want to get back to Africa. And territories we have moved in Africa. The village of Gomba, you don't remember it.
It is
still born in California.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
So in Songeyo, Sekwagala kare kuyingira mu
byampara. Don't want to enter in those head rates.
Era sagara muwana ne bantu.
Don't want to hate those people. The problem is on Satan.
Yovola bana abamu kubaveyo bagalo tuyamba
tukizule. That's why some of those who come from there, they want to help us discover.
Era bafuna olutalo kuva mu bali mbali abali kusaidia
Satan. They get a battle from both on Satan's side.
Temuyinza kuleka bantu abo bazule bibaje
bitu. Not let Africans discover their red gifts.
Strong.
If you have wisdom now,
but Satan is going to
don't hate those white people.
Amen.
They have no problem. The problem is on Satan. Let's be revealed there to realize we got revealed. What are we meant to be? All inventions and every science which was before
was first
in Africa, which was Egypt then. I don't want to go into for their wars, they can stay
out of my head.
The call has reached the middle. I will bring them also.
And
how they exchanged them. We involved operating all they so wise. And even to brainwash them. The memory that were birthed in Africa. Right there.
Frank,
the believing of Africans in those nations, they never believed in us. But they discovered it. Very wise.
You
have to even bring them wrong education systems. Don't you hear how you get harsh on that?
They use this system
and they bought a wrong education system.
They condemned
Satan, he knew.
People
strong and very aggressive. When you hold us in the shrines, we don't joke in the shrine business. If this get to God, they are not easy.
If you
in the wisdom they gave them, they move in heavy wisdom.
They
give great gifts.
Ways
of Satan, now God has helped us. As we are being revealed how to fulfill Uganda's call. The call of the friends of Uganda. The call of all those loving God all over the world. Some of what we are to discover. gifts on our lives and the measure of grace of the blessing on our lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When he speaks with us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and 5, he speaks like this. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3.
Yebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omuggulu mu Kristo. Olunyo olwokuna, nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa, ffe okubeera abatukuvu abatalina kabi mu maaso ge mu kwagala.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yebazibwe Katonda.
Praise be the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus. He blessed us with every blessing in the heavenly realms before the world was. Every spirit was created. They attached upon it the measure of grace of the gift. That measure is the blessing. It was put upon your life.
It
moves with those two gifts. The spiritual gift and the natural physical gift. Some find them with three physical gifts, four. Even spiritual like that.
But
blessing is given upon you, it's on you. That blessing, it's like a magnet. Yet out of it comes powers called favor. Who has ever seen powers of a magnet, physical? Can you see a magnet attract things? Yes, you can see it attract. But can you see those powers doing that?
No,
the human blessing is on their spirit. And moves as gifts given it. This physical gift and the spiritual gift.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus. But that blessing, or the measure of grace, out of which it meant to come off powers called favor, those which can gather things far,
and
though they just speak of you, people here all along you've been their friend.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
Satan tries to fight them, they don't fail to rotate and get back.
Other
favor remains speaking of you. No human being was created under the sun when they have no measure of grace of their gifts.
It
means on the gift given you,
whether
physical, you are to be a teacher. In all ways.
For
teachers, we have all their old teachers.
Accountants.
Politicians, doctors, all systems, they are given gifts under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they attach on it a blessing.
No,
and that blessing, it's like a magnet. It's on your spirit.
It
can attract all things, and out of which comes powers called favor. Most people say, Pastor, pray for favor for me. But what we pray is one thing. I told you, a magnet, when you pour dust on it, you test that.
Get
a magnet, pour dust on the entire of it.
And
after bring what it can attract, see whether it will attract it.
Now,
what Satan did,
he
made us commit sin.
That's
the dust which went on your blessing. The unrighteousness. Cast off dust, daughter of Zion. You may wonder what form of dust. Who has ever read of that scripture?
Cast
dust from yourself, daughter of Zion.
Not dead, not dead.
And you go begin to cast off.
But
that you've never been revealed of it.
Yes,
what Satan did is one thing.
You know,
each one born under the sun as a blessing. Now what he does, the dust of unrighteousness, What happened? You can no more attract your things. Satan has no single blessing.
Bible
speaks of him, he was cast. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
He
God cast, they cast above all animals
of the
world, all creations. Whoever will ever be cast again, they will never reach his level.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
speaks of him in Psalms
109.
That the curse filled him.
All
his veins and his bones.
It
flows like anointing and water
with
him. He wraps upon it him like a belt. He clothes it like a garment. Satan has no single blessing. When you go to a shrine, he uses your own blessing. He's a thief. What he does, after you pour dust on the magnet, you get blood over
him.
I've not told you go do the things of witchcraft.
Magnet,
when you pour blood on the magnet, and you bring a gadget to attract it, it attracts it again.
Yet
it dries, it stops attracting. When you add blood, it attracts
it.
What that devil did, make you shed blood, that you can still blood, which is in your own life, your own blessing.
Rightfully,
you rub it through shedding blood. That's why we say
like
you get from a level of sacrifice to higher levels. Are you together?
Yes,
what Jesus did, he brought blood once to wash off once. No more sacrificing in the Christ. Washing sins from you releases your blessing.
And
the dust gets from your blessing.
And the
powers come out called favor.
Yet I just want
to bring a sacrifice.
Those
ministers you hear,
and they say,
God wants a sacrifice to work for you. I prove you, those are wizards. God sent his son to shed his blood once,
the
dust of unrighteousness.
It's
our blessing to be loosed. What remained for is one thing. To be revealed of the measure of the gift.
The
physical gift, what is
it?
But the blessing is there cleansing. Other you are to reveal.
To
learn how to use it for life and serving God. That's where we stagger when we come to God. And we say things are hard.
We
come to God who owns blessings.
He
created heavens and earth. Blessings are very forceful. I enjoy Bible in Deuteronomy
28.
And it says,
you
will diligently hearken unto my voice to obey my commands, my laws and judgments. All these blessings will follow you.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
They
will follow you. They will come to you. Did he say you will be the one go to look for them? What authority can attract blessings to follow you?
Let
me ask a question. Who has ever sat down and
is
right for curses to come their way?
Because
Deuteronomy 28:15 says, it will come to pass,
you
will not diligently hearken my voice, obey my commands, laws and judgments. All these curses will come to you, and they come straight, they bring themselves. Who of you has ever asked curses to come their way? Who asked failure to come your way? Why do they come? Where do they get the power to come themselves? Let's do this. If they have a strength they find with us to come, let's turn it. Let's take away powers of curses.
Place
powers to attract blessings.
Omukisa
guli kulamu. A blessing is
wabula, amanyi,
but
favor.
It releases power called favor.
Akati,
now,
ne connecting anoli,
it
noli.
Connects with everyone.
Eda banne, chikoli, moro, mche,
look
chikoli.
At sometimes when the cast does.
Chiku connecting it connects wabata ina makuru.
To people who are useless.
Atenga tebali fuka
and
makuru.
They will never become useful.
Omukisa.
The blessing.
Musa bolo kurengi na ntori wa makuru.
Can see that that one
naya will be,
that will be useful if you
connect wa makuru.
They will be set free to become useful.
Na
but the car,
chiku connecting.
It connects you. People will never settle.
Omwana obukadde 10
you give them 10 millions and they eat it in 3 minutes.
And mboyagala moye musa.
You want to raise them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kati omukiso kubera ku muntu singa gusomola obulungi.
On a human being if it's recovered.
Nabi kulwana ekirabo ki
obecho mubiri. Of their physical gifts
obecho
or spiritual gifts.
Nazula nengeri.
And they discover the way.
Yali nobi ko shamra mulo ne mukweza
kati. Use it for life and serve God.
No kuganja.
They gain favor.
Ngata yetaga sadaka yonna.
You don't need any sacrifice.
Obulanga yagondered the voice
but they obey the voice of God. And they obey commands, laws, and
guidelines.
Blessings begin to follow them.
And
they follow you everywhere in the city and the village. That's why when I heard the other say the blessing of the city, I said that is not of God. The one of God is in the village and in the city.
But if now we go to Chibuga,
it's only in the city. Should all of us go to the city?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. But if you first discover that word, when they sent you on the world, there is a gift they put on you. That's spiritual and physical, you're meant to move by. And it was given a grace, a measure of grace, the blessing. Out of which comes powers called favor to provide for you. Let me tell you, if you have favor, God can tell you, go ask this person. Tell, ask them. They are going to give you. And you begin doing the next step. A person who fears,
God
tells them, go ask. I ask a person. Yet it's you.
I tell
you, go ask them, I show you. Ask them 5,000. Go begin to fly. I'll show you what comes from 5,000. And he wants to do what now?
He
wants to amaze the one they got 5,000 from. He told Israel, you know what? Go Egyptians to give you
things.
But I'm going to lose your favor and you see.
You don't
go that you're getting out of
the world
where you've been slaves or not. God tell you, go ask those who've been your masters to give you. You know, this is where we were.
And
we brought this our car. You know, it too is arrived. That one you see there. But it's amazing.
The other man,
you hear Oza, he has a car company,
Nakawa
Bond. He has plenty cars, he's a rich man. When we reached there, they told him, that one is a reverend. those are
more,
they are all Muslims there. We are going to look for an old car. I'm giving you an example. God can lose a favor of a person in an amazing way. We saw the old car and it told us
17
million. Regius at UAV was released in 1997. The man doesn't reduce it. When I left, I told Pastor Gildon, don't you have a person who understands things of the cars? Build somewhere a house. We have builders here. They give you this house if you pay.
Yes,
you
have
praise Jesus.
When he called him, he told him,
come. If you we reach there, they introduce us to that man, the owner of the company. The problem they
didn't
to involve in a mission to take themselves out of the mission. They said this one is a reverend. And I don't know what is a reverend.
How do you serve God when you are young?
So tell me, come and go live.
You can't give old cat reverend.
First of all, I want more to can carry reverend.
Reverend, you need new car.
Reverend, yet I give more to come.
I'm going to stand on your side.
Yet I will be the side of you.
God said we buy a new car.
But to tell it to you, you would say,
Malala,
it's pride.
He said,
let me do it with the other man.
He's a reverend.
Oh, no, reverend. They had.
He
looked at them.
But he said,
don't waste time to hear this one where they tell you.
Mugende.
He told me, reverend,
point on the car you want.
Tell me the need of your heart. You point on it like that. He told me, point on it. Now in a minute there.
We
must got out.
When the man owns a
company, he comes following us.
You come. This one are confusing you.
Come.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. These are confusing you. Come.
Nancy
pushed me to cars.
You are my brother.
Amen.
He told me
it's tax.
It's
19 million. But just give me
15 million. The rest you'll bring it.
The only salary, see amount.
What buys the car? When you go cash in
regards,
you can get 35 or 37 million. When it's new as it is.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Even
tax money, we didn't have it.
I told
the brethren immediate.
We had
11 millions.
You don't have 15
now. You told me you
give me what you have.
Later, Chorina.
I gave
him
10.7 million. You go, I'm going to work on it.
You bring the rest.
We
finish it, you get a car.
I'll
give you 6 months.
And
if he finishes, don't fear.
I will add you more.
Get a bag of dollars.
But the
rest asked me,
Orinachi,
what do you have?
We took less.
Give us little money, we mix with our money.
Told us before August.
The car must be there. When it came, how it has arrived. That car is of the ministry.
And
we ask we use it well.
As we finish
the balance.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's on the new number plate now.
UBD. Stroking X.
Strokes X.
It's
609X.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
we know if we discover the measure of grace of our gifts.
If
we discover gifts on our lives, the physical gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The spiritual gifts. And we discover the blessing on it. We discover
what
given us to be attracted to come our way. How are we to use them in this life and in serving God? All things are going to be easy. Not going to pray so much prayers anymore.
As
Pastor Gilton who used to take me, the Pastor Roberts, and Apostle Geoffrey.
We
went on a motorbike, but they took us very honorable people there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, praise God.
Now we thank God.
When
we are not even praying, but we are going rejoicing over that.
As we thank God,
he gave us a prophecy and a promise.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. What I believe if someone discovered they have a blessing on their life, they need the dust to be taken off the unrighteousness. That they can get off them powers called favor. And they gain favor everywhere. Any person, if they don't have that power, uses corruptness of those who sacrifice to shedding blood. He can pull those who are to come to be a blessing to you. Those who have reached to different things and they pervert elsewhere.
And you find
an immoral person and their shop have many customers.
But you would say,
oh Lord, you don't have nothing. Everyone wants to come on the shop, they just brush off like that, they look at it like that, going elsewhere.
And you ask,
what is taking them?
Satan
is taking after he sheds the blood. He puts what they call the demons. Those you say, I found stumbling blocks.
Or
I found someone with curses. And I did work the entire day. He puts demons which pervert the people, the fallen angels. All your customers are diverted elsewhere. For you have no power, called favor. And what surprises most, when you gain it, and the Holy Spirit comes from you, you gain more power.
Even
angels on our side, they to come, you see they come back. Even those who are perverted, they are pulled backwards to you.
What happens,
you don't pray, you just thank God. What do you pray when you have all? You remain thanking God. Let's briefly read the book of Exodus. Exodus 12:25. Exodus 12:25.
Urabiri mwa mkaga. Aululi tuka abana bamwe. Bebali bagamba nti. Tuweleze.
Yes, keep reading
35 because of time.
Okuvesura ya kumina bironyo lwasa tumweta.
Exodus chapter 12 verse 35.
Abana ba Israeli nebako lange chigambo cha Musa. Nebasa baba misiri ebintu ebya feza. Na ebintu ebya zabu nengoye. Asatu mukaga. Mukama naba waba ntu kuagaliwa maso gaba misiri. Nebaba wabi ebasaba. Nebanya gaba misiri.
Have
you understood?
Kadunda yagena na yabagamba.
God will tell them.
Mugende musabi.
Go ask from them.
Mubasabi kuli chunda chimu itaga songa kubisa.
Everything you need, you just point on it.
Kadunda nasumurura.
God will release.
Ukuganja.
The favor.
Umukisa kuli kati. Jukira wana basi ribali batani. So take it. Kadunda.
Jews have begun to understand God.
Kabende nya.
And they repent. They align themselves. The blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus, their buildings, they sanctified themselves.
Told
them, go ask whatever you need from the Egyptians.
Again,
and even what the Egyptian loved most, they gave it out.
But
where at that man they told me,
he
regularly gives out regularly.
At least,
when you have not paid, it,
but it has that.
A third of it, 75%.
Na yoro kuba.
But because,
favor.
They
gave
not even reaching a quarter reached.
There was in
a quarter reached.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus. He said it's
yours. Then the signs which are
on we can be kundi what a bit is one. We quali dua.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. I try to show you what.
Singa to yiga.
If we learn
what
God has given us, use it for life and serving him. But first of all,
we
cover our physical gifts. And the spiritual gifts.
He
revealed the measure of grace. It's the blessing upon your life.
Favor.
It can be released. Righteousness said and put before you.
You enter
your blessing to work.
It
come of powers of favor. There is the blood of Jesus which can take it away.
And it's
to amaze you on the next
Sunday.
After you begin to use the blessing well,
when
it begins on low level,
there is
the one God retains in heaven, he hurts you. When you give tithes in the
open,
say, I'm to open windows of heaven.
And
windows and doors. There are doors and windows. He opens both of them. And he sent the blessing. He sent the
Holy
Spirit. And he adds favor on you.
And
he sent angels of provision.
God
called, I ask a blessing, Lord.
God
sends angels of season and time. Angels of provision.
And
they too add you. It
means
those who have been going because the percentage of your power is small. The angels trap them. You go to this one. Don't go elsewhere. Go
there.
This is the plan that the Egyptians.
Pack
you things as if you've gotten mad.
Even
they gave Israelites gold,
feza, bronze, silver,
all precious
stones.
That you hid yourself, not give it out. But this all was one.
They were ahead
to use for their life and for serving.
They had
to give some to make the Ark of the Covenant, the lampstands. Others gave to give mekals.
And
go kill them.
Using
for life and
sometimes
it hardens us.
Some
of those
who started,
don't God release their blessing and their favor to work.
They
made calves to worship them.
They
made a golden calf. But some
they
make the aqua the master seat, the altar, the golden altar, the
lampstand,
and they make things to the work of God. We shall look at that. We shall lighten on the blessing on our
life.
Lighten on the blessing God adds us. He sends his angels of the scales, of the measurements, of the season and time. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.